Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Simon Constable. And it's humiliation time, John Batchelor. Simon has arranged another quiz in which I do miserably. I'm getting used to this, however, and I charge into them each time thinking, oh, well, I know this. This is about movies with technology. And I did know the first answer. That was about it. Simon, your methodology is to defeat me. Is it to defeat everybody, or do you believe somebody can actually write in and say, I got them all right, Simon?
I've not had anyone say they've written in and got them all right, but I've had people come in and say they've got 7 out of 10, which is 7 more than I would have got if I'd have taken any of these quizzes. For me, I'm given these topics to have a quiz written about, and I write that, and I have to do all the research. And to be honest with you, I know nothing about these things until I start the research. So it isn't actually designed to make you fail, but we all learn something when we do these quizzes because they are tricky and they are obscure, and that makes them kind of interesting, I think. I'm sure other people would disagree, but anyway.
The last refuge of a tyrant is claiming he's educating me, Simon. I mentioned to you. Now, here's an example of the quiz that starts out: if you were born in the mid-20th century, you can get a few answers right. But if you were born in the late 20th century, it's going to be a stretch. The first question: what office technology now commonly used was envisioned in Metropolis, a 1927 silent movie directed by Fritz Lang? There's a multiple choice here. I will begin: photocopier, B, cell phone, C, video conferencing, D, pager, E, email. I'll leave that alone because that was one I got right, and I can come back to it, honestly. However, we come now to one that nobody will get right. It's perverse. Now, if you get this right, you spend way too much time in a movie theater. The 1957 movie, that's a clue, starring Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy, revolves around the introduction of Emmerak, a computer that apparently threatens to replace the staff of an office research team. What is the title of that movie? How the West Was Won? The Devil at 4 o'clock? It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World. Great movie. Death Set, or Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Simon, did anybody get this one right?
I don't know. I don't have access to those data. I know I would have got this wrong myself. I can guarantee I would have got this wrong. I would have had no idea. The answer is Desk Set.
Yes.
And the humans ultimately win and keep their jobs because the computer hasn't displaced them.
The trick here is that any movie that had Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy in it, you didn't care what the movie was titled. They always did the same wonderful turnaround. He falls in love with her right away, and she won't have anything of it until the last reel. Always the same. So that's why it's hard. Here's number 4. This is also going to be difficult for people who are younger. Which Stanley Kubrick movie from 1968 featured an artificial intelligence-powered computer named HAL 9000? Now, that's easy for anybody born mid-20th century. I suspect it's probably okay for anyone born, say, now a Gen Xer. But for millennials and Gen Zers, the possible choices: Clockwork Orange, Dr. Strangelove, Paths of Glory. These are all fabulous movies, Simon. The Shining and Space Odyssey, 2001. What a list of superstar movies, Simon. Did you get that one right, Simon?
I wouldn't have got this one right if I hadn't actually had to research it. The correct answer is 2001, A Space Odyssey, and it's another case of humans versus technology, and this one doesn't go well for the humans. It was interesting. I didn't know the other movies, which I've seen: Dr. Strangelove, Clockwork Orange, and The Shining, and I haven't seen Paths of Glory, and I haven't seen A Space Odyssey all the way through. But I knew they were all good movies, based on what other people had said.
Yes, I found those all straightforward, except for Death Set. I had to stretch for that one. Now is what defeats me. Born mid-20th century, you're probably cranky about the time of 2010, and you don't go to movie theaters anymore. Plus, that was a recession. So when we come to this question, number six, a 2010 movie starring Jesse Eisenberg and Justin Timberlake revolves around which of the following technologies? I didn't even bother with the list, Simon, because I don't know who Eisenberg and Timberlake are. You see what happens? You lose touch with Hollywood's idea of the latest star.
Well, I did watch this movie, and I thought it was actually much better than I thought it was going to be when I started watching it. And these two actors, a young man, and they did a fantastic job of it. The things that we put up in the five multiple choice were smartphones, social media, MP3 players, Wi-Fi systems, and digital cameras. And the answer is social media, because it's really about Mark Zuckerberg's movement into getting Facebook going. And that's what it's really about. That's the underlying theme of it, and the things he has to do to get done, to get the business going and keep it going as big as he wants it to.
And that's why you didn't give the name of the movie, because it would have given it away. But I didn't know who the stars were. I thought Justin Timberlake was a pop star. Have I got that mixed up?
No, you haven't. He's multi-talented. Not only did he, a star in this particular question, he starred in that movie. He's been a singer, a lot going on for this guy. Yeah, a lot going on. And now maybe that's capped it off, being in this quiz.
All right. Now, this one recommends everybody go see the movie, because it's easy to skip this in your education about how clever Hollywood can be if left alone. A 1985 satirical movie starring Jonathan Pryce and Robert De Niro involves the former getting a low-level, ultra-bureaucratic government office job. His boss asks him to make a bank transfer to a woman who has no bank account and then has to revert to delivering her check, which the woman then refuses. Which of the following movies was it? Now, what fooled me, Simon, is that you took that long time to explain the movie plot, when if you just said 1984 update, I would have gotten it right away. However, the chances are you're not going to get the answer right, because it's tricky. The possible answers: A, 1984. That's what I would have said at first, except for Simon gave some clues in his presentation. Gattaca, Children of Men. These are all good science fiction movies. Brazil or Blade Runner. All fabulous. Did you get it right, Simon?
Yes. Yes, I knew this one, Brazil, and I wanted to put Brazil in there in some way or another. I always thought that's a fantastic movie. I didn't like 1984 and Gattaca and Blade Runner as well. Those are all fabulous movies.
You've got some super winners here, and I recommend to my children and their colleagues and to my grandchildren when and if they come, that everybody make sure they have Brazil in their must-see list, because it's wonderful. You can't, once you see that movie and you see the title again, you can't stop yourself from singing the song Brazil. It's fabulous.
It really is fabulous. It's bizarre in every way. The acting is fantastic in every way. You don't know what to expect next, and it just keeps going and going and going. And I don't know quite how the ideas came up, but they are remarkable. And it's something you could watch again every year for the rest of your life and still not be bored by it. I really love that movie.
In addition, it connects to what it feels like to work at a large office. Did you ever feel like you were lost in a Brazil set, Simon?
I was often worried that it would get like Brazil imminently when people started putting out forms to fill in that came out in triplicate. Yes, there is some element of that can resonate with anyone who's been in a big corporation.
Including Elon Musk and the Doge boys. They're up to it now. They're the Brazil updated war on the office. Simon Constable, writing for the Wall Street Journal, a quiz that you will guarantee to be humiliated after you try to take it, unless you're a genius movie goer. I'm not. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.